We've been profiling American Olympic hopefuls in the lead-up to the London Games. Today, Terrence Jennings. He's earned one of just two spots for American men to compete in the martial art of Taekwondo. It'll be his first Olympics. He's 25 years old. Now he's training full-time in Miami, but NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin caught up with him as he visited his hometown of Alexandria, Virginia.
The Taekwondo studio where Terrence Jennings got his start is a small storefront on a strip mall.
Just standing out front of here like brings back a lot of memories of just coming here every night. This is home, you know what I mean? This is home.
This is his first time back at his old school since becoming an Olympic athlete.
Hello.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you.
In the bright blue and yellow padded room, a bunch of 3 to 6 year olds are tumbling around noisily. It's the Little Dragons class in their white martial arts uniforms. Jennings says it doesn't look like they're doing much, but it's good to start Taekwondo young. All of the basics you learn come back into play when you're competing, even at his level. He was 11 when he stumbled into the sport.
I was walking through the mall one day and they had a kiosk set up for a Taekwondo school that they were going to open. And, you know, they were playing Ninja Turtles on the TV, like a little screen that was like set up on the kiosk. They were playing a scene from Ninja Turtles movie. And I was a big Ninja Turtles fan when I was younger, like crazy about Ninja Turtles. So me being 11 years old, walking through the mall, you know, I saw this and I stopped.
His mom signed him up, and about a year later, Taekwondo champion Master Patrice Remarque appeared at the school wanting to find students for a competition team he was starting. He picked out 12-year-old Jennings. Taekwondo went from being a fun hobby to a serious pursuit. By the time he was a teenager, he was already competing all over the world, winning medals, and coming here to train every night with Master Patrice.
Running up and down the floor, facing the mirrors. We did a lot of drills, kicking these bags. You see how these bags are all split. I can say, honestly, I had something to do with that.
He trained really, really hard.
Danielle Remarque runs the school with her husband, so she's watched Jennings for years.
He always trained. He didn't whine about getting injured, and, you know, he's a tough kid.
Well, she says, he's not a kid anymore. He's all grown up. Back in the training room, an evening sparring class is underway. Jennings and I go in and stand in the back. The students move across the floor doing some fancy footwork.
Right now they're doing a run-step switch, which kind of like you're kind of getting close to your opponent. They go to kick you and you step out, they miss, and then normally you kick afterwards.
These drills are important, he says, because in a fight when you're sparring, you're agile and the steps are second nature. Still, Jennings knows the danger of training too hard. He injured both knees while preparing for the 2008 Olympic trials. This time, he's being careful, like with these few days home, a rest from full-time training in Miami.
Once the ball gets rolling, this is going to be go, go, go. There's no break. There's no looking back. There's no second guessing.
The Olympics have only included Taekwondo since 2000, but Jennings says it's the pinnacle event of the sport. All of his focus is on that one day in August when he'll be able to take all those years of drills to the fight of his life. And, of course, he's going for no less than gold. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.